Hello there, everybody, and welcome to the Bat Ball Podcast. We are here for episode 70, in which I promise is going to be an absolutely awesome episode. Take a look at our previous episode, if you haven't already, with Jacob Sutcliffe. Really good. We explored snail paella, being pissed on by a lion. We explored quite a lot of interesting stuff, but we're going to be doing similar today, except minus pissing on the lion, not pissing on the lion, getting pissed on by a lion. And the snail paella. We're here to talk to Austin Blakemore. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Glad to have you here.
It's good to be here, I've got to be honest.
Yeah. Well, it's been something that has been in the making for a while, I would say, in terms of Richard has been telling me, you know, get Austin on. And I don't know if I'd spoke to you in the past, but I'm sure I'd spoke to you somewhere.
I think if I remember right, we exchanged messages a month ago or something like that, and then was it last week, the week before, and we weren't going to do it today. And then yesterday my wife's work hours changed, so she's got the kids and here I am.
Here you are. In the theatre of dreams, as they would say if you were at the Old Trafford. But
the Blue Room.
The Blue Room. Have you ever seen the film The Red Room?
No, that sounds a bit saucy.
The Red Room is either a film or a book. I'm pretty sure it might be a book. We read it in English. It was wicked, but there you go. So for my guests that don't know you, tell me just a brief bit of information about who you are.
I'm a photographer based in Stapleford. Photograph weddings, been doing it for 14 years roughly. Absolutely love it. Virtually self-taught, probably 95% of it is self-taught. Shot weddings for free when I first started out, and then gradually put my prices up, and here I am now.
So 14 years. So has this been your occupation throughout your life, or have you had previous
jobs? I used to sell cars for Sandycliffe. I used to work for a company in Long Eaton that sold nuts and bolts. My main background is the mobile phone. So I started selling mobile phones when literally mobile phones were just coming out, and did all right out of it.
Wow.
And it's changed now. But yeah, it was really good back then. Really good.
So tell me what it feels like. Because I don't know what phone you've got there. I guess like an iPhone.
I think that's an 11.
An iPhone 11. And you've seen the first iPhone.
The first iPhone. I can remember when phones had Snake on them.
Wow.
I can remember I had a contract with Orange, which now is EE. But I had a contract with Orange and I was paying £117.50. The £17.50 was the VAT because it was 17.5%. And you got 540 minutes free for £117.50. Whereas now, the equivalent, you're paying £20 a month and probably getting it unlimited.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it was £29.50, which was £25 plus VAT, you got 60 minutes, 6-0. And if they had an offer on, you got it doubled.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Text messages weren't free. You used to pay for them. 10 pence a message.
10 pence?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So for everybody that is currently texting someone and you're in this big, long paragraph and argument, back in those days...
You need a mortgage.
Yeah, you'd need a mortgage just to talk to your friends there. But I suppose maybe they should reintroduce those taxes to get those kinds of prices, to get people off the phones and start arguing in real life instead.
Yes, yeah, get off virtual arguing. They used to have something called, you know how you've got Amazon Alexa? I don't know if you've got an Alexa, but
got two.
Have you?
I have.
Ah, good, well done. So they used to have, Orange used to have this thing called Wildfire. And Wildfire was literally the Amazon Alexa equivalent for Orange. And you used to go, hey, Wildfire, what's in my diary for today, etc. And it was a really big thing for Orange. And then eventually they just phased it out, which possibly is where Amazon got their idea from, or even Apple for Siri.
Well, I actually never knew that.
Yeah, it was called Wildfire.
So what year was this, roughly?
20 years ago.
20 years ago?
Yeah, they had Wildfire. I sound old now, and I'm not actually that old. But yeah, it was 20 years ago, and they had Wildfire. And used to pay, I think it was £4 a month for Wildfire.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So we had something like Siri and Alexa 20 years ago, but people make out like this is a new technology.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you don't. I've never even thought of it that way, yeah.
Wow. Because whenever I thought, and I'm just going to throw my arms up here and just say, I always thought that Alexa and Siri were like a revolutionary, brand new thing that's never been done before.
No, but they had, Orange had Wildfire.
Wow. So yeah. Orange used to be in Beeston, I'm pretty sure.
Phone line, yep.
Robert Ellis, was it?
Yes, that's right, yes.
How many years ago was that?
It's going to be 20 years ago.
Really?
Mm, yeah. So the gentleman, I can't remember his name now. Mark, the guy who used to own it all.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. It's amazing how times change, don't you think? You know, with like with new technologies and stuff like that, how quick things change and how quick people are to adapt. But have you ever, what about the older generation that are still struggling to get to grips with mobile phones, but they're expecting us to have smart homes, you know, smart everything pretty much.
It's crazy to think about it. I mean, just on about your mobile phones, I can remember when you used to pay for insurance on a mobile phone.
Mm.
I used to have what was called a StarTAC 75, and it was like a clamshell phone. And you opened it up, and there's your keypad. And I remember breaking my phone, ringing up Orange, and they did it was a 24-hour turnaround from your broken phone to a new phone, replaced free of charge because you got insurance. And this guy brought it from Scotland. He drove from Scotland to drop my phone off, and then he was driving back.
He drove all the way from Scotland?
Yeah, he drove all the way from Scotland to deliver me a phone. Yeah.
That is commitment. That's what it is, if anything.
Yeah, that was years ago. Years and years ago.
That's incredible.
Mm.
So just how times change. I mean, the electric drum set, which I am getting rid of soon. It's not rid of, but it's going to move to a different room. You know, electric drum sets. Wireless printers, you know, phones that don't have the big box that you have to carry along.
I've got one.
You've got one of those phones? I've got one
in my office, not my office, in my loft.
How much does it weigh?
Loads. I would have thought the same weight as... In fact, that printer was probably fairly light.
Mm, it is quite a light printer.
You wouldn't be able to hold it out on your arms and keep it there for a long length of time. You would know you've carried it all day.
Wow.
Because the phone had its battery, and then nobody can see the size, can they? But
it was considerable. Yeah.
With the phone actually attached to it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then obviously they went to car kits. It was in the car. And then eventually it's this.
This little, I mean, you can't even see this. So I could be holding up like a brick for all you care, and I could say it's a phone. But I've got my phone here. And to think that once upon a time you would have had to have a massive, like almost like a brick.
Yeah, you had an aerial. But the battery life, you would probably charge your phone once every 4 days.
Really?
Probably on a bad day.
Wow.
Yeah, or a bad 4 days. Yeah, your batteries would last days. They never lasted. I'm on about on standby.
Yeah.
In normal use, obviously they go down. iPhones are just horrendous. But yeah, the old phones, they used to last ages.
So what's the battery like on your iPhone?
I charge it up overnight, and then about 6 o'clock at night time, depending on what I've done, it will need charging again.
Yeah.
It won't be flat, but it's one of those things that I find we're in that era now where it's like, I've got to go to the shop. And the shop's only 10-minute journey, but my phone's only on 15%.
Mm.
Not going out. I'm going to charge it up first.
Yeah, yeah. So a power bank. What about?
Yeah, that? I've got a power bank. Yeah, I use a power bank for work. So I have a power bank, so it can charge my camera should ever I need to charge it. Never ever happened, and I doubt it ever will because I've got more than enough batteries in my bag. But yeah, I do charge my battery. Phone battery up. What else have I charged? Oh, I charged something else up. Bizarre. I can't remember what it was now. When I was at a wedding, I was like, oh, just see if this will charge up, and it did.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So what battery pack do you use?
I've got an Anker battery pack.
I've got an Anker one.
Yeah. It's about the same size as my iPhone. And
you might have the same one as me.
weighs about the same. It's got two sockets, so you can charge two phones up at the same time. And I think you can charge your iPhone up about six times before it needs charging.
Wow. That's pretty good. In fact, wait. Let me just see if I've got it. I don't know if I have got my...
This is like a bag of doom.
It's a bag of doom. In fact, here it is. Look, we've got my NG9 news cup in there, by the way. Quick shout out.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
That's the one.
That well, is the one.
This it cost that's me 30 quid.
That's it. I paid 35. How did you pay 30?
Amazon. There you go.
You must have got a deal.
Yeah, I must
that's
have.
It. That's the exact same one I've got. Yeah. Ah, no, because you've got two inputs.
I have got two inputs.
I've only got one.
You've only got one?
Yeah.
How does that work then?
Don't know. And then you can press that button and hold it, and it will charge up headphones.
Really?
Yes, because if you charge it up, apparently, as it is now, it puts too much charge into headphones. If you keep your finger on it, it goes green. This is where we find out you've got the old model, and then I win.
It goes green?
It goes green, so that's for headphones.
So then I take it, then I hold it down,
pass.
Press
no,
it.
No idea, I don't read manuals.
Well, no, I don't read manuals either, no, that's right. Well, that's pretty good. You've got two larger USB ports for your output.
Yep.
And then you obviously charge it up with either USB-C or...
Power, I've got no idea. Mine's just USB 3. Yeah, you see, you've got two inputs. You've got the USB 3, and then you've got that awful other one that it just seems to break all the time.
I must say, it's a good... I do like USB-C now. But according to the EU regulations, they're on about making all phones have a USB-C universal port for charging. So that means iPhone would actually have to have a USB-C if a charging port, if they are within the EU.
Oh, that's good, because that means that wherever you go, you can charge your phone up.
It's good for us, the consumers, because all we're going to do is buy a phone.
Yeah.
And we're just going to get the charger. We don't care how it works.
No.
But for the company, they've got to make different chargers for different
places. Poor Apple. Oh, yeah. That's such a shame. Smallest violin going.
Yeah. I mean, how much are they worth? Like £1 trillion, and they're probably making...
Not as much as Tesla anymore.
No, because in fact, actually, they signed a deal with Hertz.
100,000 cars.
And I've heard that they're going to up it to 200,000 just to please Uber.
Wow. Big money.
200,000.
And people said that there's no money in electric cars.
Do you know what? And it's nice to speak to someone. I'm guessing that you're someone who is interested in electric vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. I want an electric car, but I'm not getting an electric car yet. I don't think they're ready.
You don't think they're ready yet?
Not for what I want. No, I've been to look at Tesla, and I'm not keen on it. I don't like the outside, and I don't think the inside is for me.
Hmm.
I want one last petrol car to be fast and noisy.
Yeah, just that last one.
That last one will be my V8 engine. Churn up the tarmac, and then I'll go to electric.
Good. So I've thought for the last few years, I would say I've been kind of advocating for electric vehicles because I think they're awesome. I just think, I mean,
fast.
They're fast. I was actually in just past Cotgrave 2 days ago, and I was going on a roundabout not too far from there, and there was this car called a Polestar. You've heard of Polestar?
Yeah, I have, yes.
I've communicated with them on Twitter a few times. We've done a few things. And I saw the Polestar 1, I think it was. And believe me, when I said it was in front of the van, it went into the takeover lane. And gone. The acceleration was...
I think the Tesla Pro version, or whatever it's called, 0-60, 2.9. I mean, that's faster than, you know, your average Lamborghini, I would have thought.
The Roadster's going to do 1.1.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want that. It's... 2.9, the one I went in, was fast.
Enough.
That was very fast. I was on Clifton Boulevard, coming up the slip road, car coming towards me at 70 miles an hour, and I floored it, and that car that was at 70, I went past it in the slip road, and like not undertook it dangerously, but it was coming up like a motorbike, basically, as you would on a motorbike. Full throttle, off you go.
Wow.
And it's instant, and it's you feel it. You feel it pull you. It's ever so good.
Could you imagine 1.1 seconds though? Like, could you imagine, like, put yourself into that position?
I don't know if you'd enjoy it. I think it'd be too much. You like pick your brain up from the boot. Yeah, wow. Not for me.
It's going to have an air thrust rocket pump.
Now I'm interested. Carry on.
Now you're interested.
Now I'm interested.
They're
going to
have rocket thrusters, is what they've advocated for.
How many? We need two, definitely.
Two.
Right, okay,
so there's
going to
be a pump under the back seats.
Two pumps. We need two pumps.
Two pumps.
Yeah.
And then there's going to literally be, I think someone said, it's not confirmed yet, like the design of it and stuff is still underway. And
yeah, Apple CarPlay?
I can imagine. They'll probably have everything.
Yeah.
And literally the reg plate comes down.
And it flicks up when you go past the speed camera.
Of course.
Of course. Well, in fact, it doesn't matter because you're going that fast.
It won't see it.
It's blur.
Could you imagine?
Oh, I need one now.
You need one. So as soon as you're in a police chase, all you have to do is turn on your rocket thrusters.
Yes, two rocket thrusters.
Your two rocket thrusters.
Yeah.
And you're away.
Wife and children out the back. See you later. Off again.
Just kick them into the road.
Yeah.
See ya. And it's 600 miles of range.
That's probably at normal speed, but at warp speed, 50.
50's good enough for me.
50's fine for me. I can get to the shops on 50.
And I've heard they're on about like half an hour charging, 15 minute charging, like getting it lower to the point where eventually at one point, I don't think we will ever see it in our lifetime.
You drive it while it's charging?
That's good. And that technology is already in use.
Oh.
Lexus.
Yeah, like a hybrid kind of thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
The only issue is though, that's not a fully electric like car. So that kind of, it is, but it's not kind of situation. I do like the idea of electric cars, but the thing that does put me off, and we had an electric car podcast a couple of weeks ago, but the charging time for people that need to be places.
But I don't know, because I've seen that they're like 20 minutes to put a car up to 80%. Well, when you go to the supermarket to fill up your car, I bet you're there 6 minutes.
Mm.
And probably if you put 6 minutes worth of electricity in the car, I bet that's, I could be wrong, but I bet that's long enough to get you to from here to Birmingham. 6 minutes worth of charge, maybe.
Yeah, I don't see why not. That's a good, because the thing is as well, electric refill is actually far cheaper. Far cheaper than fuel.
Oh, yeah. So what is it £50? Like, if you spend £50 on fuel, it's probably about £10 on electric.
Absolutely right.
With a big smile on your face as well. But you haven't had that noise. And I think I need the noise.
So you need the noise. It's like
I need to put my foot down and I need to hear the grumble. I need to hear the dinosaurs going out the back of the exhaust.
So if Elon Musk went and said, and I don't know if he probably never listened to this, but you know, if he ever listened to this, what about something where only the inside of the car can hear a rumble of a fuel engine?
No.
Could you imagine?
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. I need people. No, because I think it's Audi that do an electric car, and I could be wrong, it might not be Audi, but a company do an electric car, and there's its speakers on the outside. BMW, i8, I'm sure it's the i8 that do its speakers on the outside. So when you put your foot down, all you're hearing is just digital noise.
Is that really what it is?
Apparently, yeah. From what I spoke to someone who had, I was at a wedding, and they had a shout out to you if you listen to this podcast, because you are a legend. Sorry, I can't remember his
name.
In fact, his name was Jay, actually, as well, I think. He had a BMW i8, and it was speakers, and he drove off at speed, and you could hear it. You couldn't tell.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. I mean, I love the BMW i8, by the way. It's wicked.
Yeah, it's nice.
Are you not... I don't see you very fond.
Yeah, it's nice. I need the noise.
You need the noise.
I need the noise.
You're obsessed with the noise.
It's the noise I want. Yeah.
So you've never had an electric car to date then?
No, I had one from Tesla for the day on a trial to see, and it was a nice car.
Was it Model 3, Model S?
Yep, it was that one. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah.
But fascinating fact, did you know they're all named SEXY, sexy?
Yes. Yeah. And then also the Roadster is going to be R.
Sexier.
That's it. See, how amazing is this?
And did you know when Elon Musk started up, he was sleeping in the factory, wasn't he?
Yeah.
To get it working. He's worked, you know, I don't think he works that hard anymore. But
do you believe in 100-hour work weeks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you've got to work. You've got to work hard to get where you want to be, right?
Yeah, I do believe that. Yeah, if you graft, good things happen.
Mm. Because a lot of people have moaned about the idea of 100-hour work weeks. What do you think about that?
Oh, in general for people...
Well, no, just if you want to make something work, or but I suppose it's different if you're running a business or if you're the employee kind of thing.
If you're the employee, then 100-hour weeks, there are probably people out there that work 100-hour weeks, but they need paying 100-hour weeks worth of money. But from a business point of view, there are times when people's worked 100-hour weeks. I mean, what's that? 12, 24, 4. Wow, that's a lot of shifts. 100, how many, we got, that's a lot of, how many hours is that on average?
There's 24 hours in a day.
A day, yeah.
So that's equivalent 5 days a week.
5 days a week at 20 hours is 100, yeah, no, that's too, that, now thinking about it.
That 100 hours.
That's 100 hours. There are probably people that's done it, but.
But you'd be getting 2 hours of sleep a day.
Yeah, but look where it's got him. Would you do that if someone said to you, right, work 100 hours a week, every single week for the next 2 years, and then I'll make you the richest man on the planet? Would you do it?
I think I would.
In fact, I'm going to ask you a question, actually.
Ask me a question.
Would you? How rich would you want to be? Would you want to be as rich as Elon Musk?
Now, we must be careful of how we say what rich is, because he is worth.
He's the richest man in the world. Would you want... Okay, if you won the lottery...
Yeah.
Right. And you've won. Would you like to, win £250 million?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think that's enough. I don't.
Why?
I don't.
But then, do you not see? I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to win that kind of money, because what are you going to do at night when you're bored at night time? You would buy a PlayStation 5, just for argument's sake.
Of course.
And then you'd buy your iPhone 13. Mm-hmm. Pro, then you'd buy a bigger battery pack.
Yeah, a good one.
Then you'll buy electronic Alexa lights, and eventually you're going to be bored because you've bought everything.
But do you know why Elon Musk isn't bored? And the reason he wants more money
is 18-year-old girlfriend. Sorry, Ellen, we didn't say that about you. Sorry.
So yeah, sorry, Master Elon. No, no, but he wants to. He wants to advance space travel.
Yeah.
And that costs money.
Right, okay.
I don't think with 200... If I had 250 billion, don't think I wouldn't hesitate to build one of the first private space companies in the UK and have a launch site somewhere in the UK.
Yeah, yeah. J. Martin Space Travels. Yes.
And who's going to be photographing? Who's going to be taking all the photos for it?
Me.
Exactly.
With my Zimmer frame. No, because it won't be a Zimmer frame, because you're going to do it next year.
I'm going to do it next year.
Yeah.
Elon time.
Elon time. I like that. Elon time.
That's what they call it. Because Elon, you know, time. How he says, we're going to do this next month and this next month.
And it is. He's got Elon money as well, though.
Yeah. Well, he's got Elon money. But this is my argument. 250 million isn't enough for what I want. If you want to advance something, you need more than that.
Okay, I get that. I wouldn't want to win that kind
for
of
personal
money.
For my personal money... Probably like a million or 10 million would do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think you'd need more than a million, wouldn't you? But
I'd say 10 million.
10 million.
Yeah, I'd say if you gave me 10 million for my personal endeavours, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Not a billion for personal. But if you gave me 250 billion and said, this is not just personal, this is like business, you know, do it great. Because I've got a lot of things that I would want to make and do.
So what's the first thing you would do when you've won 10 million? So you've just got to the National Lottery. They've just wrote you your cheque out, right? In fact, they probably don't even write a cheque out anymore. It's just push a button, ping, it's in your account. Your mobile phone comes up and there's not enough numbers on the screen to tell you how much money you've got in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you're now rich. So now you've just left the doors of the National Lottery.
Yeah.
Where are you going now?
I'm going straight to see my mum.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to pay their mortgage.
Nice.
I'm going to buy them the boat that they've wanted for years, and they've always said they'll get one day.
Okay.
I would make sure that they're happy.
That's
my first thing I would do.
Yeah.
My mum's always wanted a Range Rover Evoque.
Okay.
She's not a materialistic person, but she said, you know, if I ever had enough disposable income, I would just like a Range Rover Evoque.
So you take her down.
So I'd say, have whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can have it on me.
Yeah.
Because I think no matter how much money my mum has spent on me, it's time, it's energy,
yeah,
it's life.
Yeah, it is. It's, yeah, yeah.
She sacrificed a lot of years for me.
Yes, to see she's listening to this.
She's listening to this.
She's got the catalogue out now. She's ready.
She is. She's just a little thing. I do have to win the lottery, so we'll see first. But I would do that.
So you've done that. You bought your mum her car, and what are you doing now?
I'm getting my dad an executive seat, like box at Forest for as long as he wants.
Yeah.
Because I know he loves Forest, and I get him some Forest merchandise and stuff. And then I think I'd probably start thinking of maintaining that wealth.
Ooh, that's really clever.
That's what you've got to do, because 10 million...
can soon go.
It can soon go. And there's a lot of things that I could spend 10 million on that could literally bankrupt me in minutes.
So what's your first gadget you're buying? Boys' toys.
At
your age as well.
At my age. So you can't buy a
Lamborghini Aventador.
No, I can't drive, so it would be useless to me.
Well, you could do, because I could be your chauffeur.
You could be my chauffeur.
You could have the V12 engine. I could listen to the noise. There we go. Anyway, what are you buying?
I like that idea. So other than the Rolls-Royce Phantom that me and Austin are now going to be driving around everywhere, I would say... I don't know what it is that interests me about this, but facial recognition technology around my house, right? So open a door with your face, I don't know.
Oh, you'd never lose your house keys ever again.
Exactly, unless someone cut my face off.
Yes, or you're too drunk, your face is all like stretched out and you're like, I can't actually get to the door.
To the point where I can't even tell the time.
Wow. So, you, digital house.
Digital house. I want a fully smart house.
Okay. Tidy? Tidy smart house?
It's got to be tidy.
Yeah.
And I would make sure that I'm the one tidying it up, because I think I need to do a bit more around the house, pretty much. And
okay.
That's something I'm going to work on over time.
But I think you can get away with that now, because you've just bought your mum a Range Rover Evoque.
Yeah, I think she might let me off.
Yeah.
She might do. I might still have to do some washing up in the pots duty for a month or two, but... I don't know if I'd move out straight away.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if I would. I think it would be quite nice to live in the house for a little bit longer. I don't know why. Because I don't know if I'd want a big... Because you know how someone will go... I think Drake has like a 16 to 18 room mansion.
Who wants that? Just for him. Who wants that? Oh,
I don't. I would... You know what, right? I'd like a nice house. A nice house. Maybe 2 or 3 rooms... for future wife, kids, whatever. And then I'd love a basketball court as well. Just a very small one. Like a little indoor one. Very small.
Okay.
Are
you big into your sports?
I'm into my sports.
Okay.
I like a bit of basketball, a bit of football, a bit of table tennis. I love table tennis.
Oh, the Chinese can play table tennis.
Yes, they can.
They can.
They can. Yes. And do you know what, actually? On the talk of technology and sports, China are at the forefront right now. America is lacking and it's falling behind.
Yes.
Why do you think that's happening?
Well, the Chinese are very motivated for going out there and getting it and doing it. They work hard. Whereas the Americans are probably a little bit more, is it such a word, lackadaisical? They're a bit more chilled out. I think the Chinese are a bit more driven to success, aren't they?
Do you think there is a bit too much internal conflict in Western society and that's why we don't get as much done?
Yeah, maybe. Yes, maybe so. Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of distractions out there.
There is, because we're all obsessed with COVID and Brexit and absolutely everything.
Yes.
But these guys are just like, well, we're going to focus on building reusable rockets that are better than the American ones. And we're going to do everything in our power to do it. And you're going to... Did you see something on the news not long ago where the Chinese fired a missile, it went all the way around the world and into a testing facility where it only missed the target by 20 miles. And it seems like a long way.
Yeah, but 20 miles, when you've travelled around the galaxy, around the world, that's a pretty big accomplishment.
And the Americans said, how did they do that? We didn't think that they were that advanced.
Wow. Wow. I'm sure I heard somewhere that missiles have got the capability of being that precise. They can go through a letterbox.
Yeah. Yeah, they can.
So you'd be sat down having your dinner, your letterbox goes and in comes a missile and boom, you're gone.
They are, well, yeah, essentially, yeah.
We're just casually doing a podcast and the letterbox opens and we all run for the hills.
Well, that's how it works. If you've left a plate uncleaned, there's a missile that can come down and hit right on where the dirt is, and it's going to be clean forever then, isn't it?
Wow, we're going to have bullets eventually that go round corners. I've seen something like this before, bullets or guns that can go round corners or something.
It's like infrared. It's like a technology where I'm pretty sure it senses like warmth, and I think it's called electromagnetic railgun or something, where it can like it fires and then these little magnetic projectiles fall off it and attach to like whatever metal thing there is around it. Sure I've seen it.
Sounds like the video game Doom.
Mm.
I used to love that game.
Yeah.
That was good.
What's your favourite video game of all time?
I'm big into Red Dead Redemption 2 at the moment.
Yes.
Have you played Red Dead?
I absolutely have. Red Dead 1 and 2.
Well, so the last 2 days, I've sat trying to capture the legendary crocodile.
Wow.
Right? Sat for 2 days trying to capture the legendary crocodile. And it comes and gets me, but I never see it. And you can hear it, but I've never seen it. So I've literally 2 days solid, I've been trying to hunt around for this.
That's a white one?
Yes, whitey yellow kind of thing. Big, big thing. Mm. Anyway, I went, hit YouTube in the end, you know, times were hard, hit YouTube. Well, you can't actually capture the legendary crocodile until chapter 6, and I'm only on chapter 4.
Wow.
So I wasted 2 days of my life.
I've done a lot of hunting.
Yeah.
Just in story mode.
Yeah.
And I have caught, I think, was it the legendary moose or something like that?
I don't know.
Or no. The bear. No, the bear.
Oh, I got the bear. I got the legendary bear. He nailed me. Yeah, he was angry. He was an angry bear.
If you've ever watched The Revenant, it kind of reminded me of that moment where there's a film called... Have you watched The Revenant?
No.
Leonardo DiCaprio, he's in the forest and he shoots at a bear for whatever reason because he's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot. You don't shoot at a bear if it doesn't see you. And obviously he wanted the pelt or whatever, shot the bear, comes over, you know, he's slicing through his legs, through his face, and he's ended up disabled for days and luckily gets saved by someone, whatever. So why the hell would you attack a bear? I don't know. But the bear in Red Dead is insane.
The
graphics are incredible.
Yeah, the graphics are really good. I tell you what, what's the best game you've ever played? Come on, here we go. Twist it round.
The best game that I've ever played... And I'm guessing it's a console-based game, not like one of those little PC games that you play.
No, console game.
I'm not going to say Minecraft, because although I love Minecraft and also love FIFA, I just think they're very, like, everyone says that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
I think for me, Ark Survival Evolved.
My son's got that. He plays that.
You've not played it?
No, I didn't like it. I didn't like the look of it. He played it. He doesn't play it as much anymore. Every now and again, he blows the dust off it and he'll play it.
Yeah.
God of War.
God of War. I've not played it.
Oh.
Good.
You've not lived. It's the best game I've ever played.
Really?
Yeah, really, really like it. Yeah, really good. Pleasure to play.
So what is that kind of... What is that about then?
You are a father and son team you're going... Forget the storyline now. His wife was killed, and I think they're trying to find the person who killed his wife and the mum. I think so, but it's based in ancient times. But he's got like magical powers. Really great game, great storyline, and I completed it. It's very rare I ever complete a game because normally I get about 70% of the way through, and then they release something else, and I'm like, I need that game instead. So then you put that game to one side. And then you start your new game. But I didn't. I actually completed God of War. I think it's one of the very few games I've ever completed because it was that good.
So would you say your genre is like action, war kind of games?
Action, war, Call of Duty, Cold War. Mm-hmm. Love that. Like playing online. Not very good, but I get by. I was very good during the pandemic because that was all I did during the pandemic.
How did you keep yourself occupied during the
Call
pandemic?
Call of Duty.
Just Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, TikTok. Me and Alexa have had a newfound friendship, it was daddy daycare full time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that nearly, I'd say over a period of a year of lockdowns.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a year, probably a year and 4 months for me in total. Because it was like, my work's very seasonal. Well, it was seasonal.
Now it's all the time.
Now it's just all the time, yeah.
So how did the how's the pandemic affected? I didn't want to talk too much about the pandemic because obviously that's everything that everyone talks about.
Yeah, let's just we'll do this really quickly.
But yeah, we'll do this really quickly. Right, how did it affect your business?
Obviously, it all fell apart. Boris stopped everything and there was no work to be had because you couldn't shoot weddings. So I literally just stayed at home. And that was literally it. I did learn a lot of new ideas, new lighting ideas for photography. Would I, if I could turn back time, would I turn back time and skip the pandemic? Yes, only to save the lives that have been lost.
Yeah.
But apart from that, no, I've actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I've had some amazing family time. I bought a boat, not a big boat, but I bought a rib, took that out, burst the rib, so bought another one. Then it was too much hassle rowing, so I bought an engine. Then the engine I bought was too big and too heavy. No, it wasn't powerful enough. So then I sold that, and then I bought one, and it was too heavy, so the back of the rib went down too much. So then I sold that one and then I found the perfect engine, put that on the back, absolutely brilliant, and then I've not used it since.
Wow. Yeah. So I saw a funny thing on your Facebook. Did your son throw a speaker
in? Yes.
That was interesting.
Yeah. So we were, there was me, there's Logan, Corey and Oakley. They're my three children. Mm-hmm. And we're on the boat and we're throwing bread to the ducks.
Yeah.
And my youngest, 5 years old, Oakley, he ran out of bread. So he must have had the speaker in his hand. Picked the bread up for his new bread that he was getting and then threw the speaker at the duck. And then he screamed. And obviously I was naturally, I was like, what's going on? Because obviously there's all three children on the boat, so there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
And he starts crying. And then as soon as he started crying, I was like, what's wrong? And he couldn't get his words out. The speaker. And I saw the speaker. So that's when I, obviously natural me, got my phone and Instagrammed it straight away.
Yeah.
As a, like an Insta, because I love Instagramming moments of my children. And they're all, I download, when I post the video, I download the video. Then when I get home, my phone automatically links up to my hard drive. And then all my videos go onto my hard drive so that my kids in 20 years time can watch their life of what they've done. And yeah, we had to stop a group of people who were rowing I think they were on canoes, and they got the speaker and gave it us back.
That's brilliant. Does it work?
Yeah, it was waterproof. It was floating. Wow. It was brilliant. It was so good. I mean, he was so upset.
Yeah.
He was mortified. Whether he hit the duck or not, I don't know.
But we don't care about that at this point.
Wildlife.
Oh, well, hold on. So for Peter or Petter or whatever they're called, if you're watching this, I do care
about the duck. Yes, we do care about ducks.
We do care about
ducks. No ducks were harmed in the throwing of this speaker.
You should have that, like, printed onto the speaker now. You've got to. You've got to get a little sticker now that says that.
It's in the kitchen, actually. It's attached to the, it's stuck to the boiler.
So if we ever do another podcast, I want that speaker on this
table. I'll do another podcast with pleasure.
Really? Have you enjoyed this one so far?
I have, yeah, so far, yeah.
Yeah,
I feel we're warming up.
We're warming up. We are warming up. And I mean, it's been, what, 38 minutes and 40 seconds at this point, guys.
And we haven't covered anything. What we originally started out to cover.
No.
So I'm going to interview you for a second.
You're going to interview me, let's go.
What's your background?
My background, well, it all stems from the pandemic. So I will say that I've found a fair amount of something new inside me.
Okay, which is good.
Which is good, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've been lost for the last, I'd say since year seven, I've been lost in what?
How old's that, year seven, sorry?
Like 12,
okay,
maybe.
Right. How old are you now?
I'm 16.
Okay.
Times have changed.
So 5 years. Four years.
It's roughly 5 years, because 11 or 12. Yeah. So for the last 5 years, school has obviously said, you know, you're going to do your GCSEs one day, you're going to go college, then you've got to think about your career.
Yes.
You've got to have some idea of what career you want. And I've been told that since year seven.
But is that difficult? Because you might not know what you want to do yet.
It is difficult. And that was the issue. Because in year nine, I was interested in computer science. We had a computer science lesson with this new teacher and he taught us coding. And I was like, whoa, this is literally so fun. Like, I enjoy this so much.
Okay, like next level stuff.
Like, it was not even hard stuff. Like, this was just like printing hello and just the basics. But okay. There was something in my brain that was like, this is stimulating me and it's making me happy. I want to do more of this.
Okay.
So I said, right, I'm going to move schools. I'm going to go to a technology college on Dunkirk Island, New Ast. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, where the fire station used to be.
That's it, yes. Yeah. And I said, right, I'm going to go and do coding.
Okay.
And of course, my mum was like, well, hold on, you know, well, this is a very sudden thing. I was like, no, I want to go and do my computer science and obviously normal sciences. She was like, cool.
Moved and how long ago was that?
That was about 2 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
Moved in year 10. Obviously, the pandemic, I was only there for a year pretty much because the pandemic was there.
Sorry to say, ask you what might be a daft question, but in year 10, are you not supposed to stay at school full time till year, whatever year it is?
Well, I was still full time. I just moved schools.
Right. So is that classed as a school then?
I
thought it was like a college.
No, it's a school and college now.
Ah, so right. Sorry, that's where I got confused.
It went 14 to 18.
Okay.
That was the rule with it because of like the government wouldn't allow like academies to only be a college because they needed capacity.
Okay.
And they just thought the school has at
least 1,000. I'm with you now. I'm back on it now.
And pretty much I moved. Whatever, and then I decided year 11, I hate programming.
And we all do this. We start something and then go, no.
I hate it. And as I said, I hate programming. I hate science. I don't want to do this. I've just moved to school and I don't want to do it. But now I know.
Yeah.
The pandemic came and I thought, well, I'm not going to say the word, but I'm buggered.
Yeah.
Because I thought, I'm not enjoying it anymore. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I thought, I'm going to fail my GCSEs. And then I thought, right. First of all, I'm going to do a podcast.
Okay.
I didn't do a lot of schoolwork during the pandemic. I would say
A lot of people didn't.
I did 3 pieces of work.
Okay, yeah.
During that, I've only done 5 pieces of homework during the whole time of school.
Just sidetrack a little bit. I'm good at this. But you can do no schoolwork, but learn life lessons and come out of it with a different kind of knowledge, life skills.
I've come out of the pandemic, and we're not out of it yet, but I've come out of the first lockdown. Yeah, well, yeah, touch wood. I've come out of the first lockdown with knowledge on life.
Yes, and also which is a big thing at your age. Yeah.
This, you know what I mean? Like me and you sitting here, 69 episodes since the first ever episode.
And I did a bit of research on you. It's actually more than 69 episodes because you weren't counting to start off with, were you?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know me better than I know me.
I've done my research on you.
You've done your research. Wow.
Favourite colour's blue? Well, it's not, is it really? You don't like the colour blue. You're not keen on it. But your office is blue.
The whole thing is light blue. I'm not keen on the office being this colour without any printing on it or pictures.
Okay.
But that is what will change.
Okay.
But did the podcast.
Yeah.
Thought, right, love it. Motivation went a little bit, but then it came back a bit.
Okay.
Down. My motivation comes in a cycle.
Okay.
There'll be days where I'm literally fully motivated to the point where I'll do all my homework, all my news work, all my podcasts, all in one day. And I'll be like insanely happy.
You do feel good after it.
You do feel good.
Yeah.
But then the next day I'm like,
I'm not doing that again.
I can't.
Yeah.
There's been times this year, and I will say to everybody listening now, where I've seriously gone, this podcast, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I think you've got to have, just like being a radio presenter.
Yeah.
You've got to be on it all the time. You've just split up with your partner from 20 years and you're going back to work and everything's rosy. So it's a skill.
It absolutely is a skill. You know, there's been days where I've been not happy to do a podcast, but I've done a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I'm feeling motivated now.
Good.
Like doing, pumped. Since I've been back in the studio, my motivation has increased because I don't know if you saw, if you were researching, you may know.
Here we go.
I was uploading far less. Recently.
Yes, I did know that.
You did know. I think everybody knew that.
Yeah. Everyone knew that. Yeah. All right, Jay Martin's not uploading.
Not uploading much.
Yeah.
Everyone who follows the podcast would know that I've uploaded a lot less over the last 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Literally just because motivation has gone. Then I said, I'm going to go back to the studio. And I got my laptop fixed. I spent 100 quid to get it fixed.
Yeah.
And I got some new software, learned how to use it, thanks to a guy called Steve Corby, who's a legend and co-founder of NG9 News. An amazing guy.
Shout out to Steve Corby at NG9 News.
Yeah, and he also does hospital radio, which I'm commentating for at the moment.
You really?
I am.
Wow.
So I said, right, I've done the podcast, I've done the news, I speak and I write.
Yep.
And I love it, and I'm going to keep doing it. I want to go and do football commentary. So
you've done this at Notts County, haven't you?
I have.
You did. I saw an article on you. You did 20 minutes or something. You did your first 20 minutes. Was that right?
I think it was about that amount of time.
I bet it felt like about 3 hours, didn't it?
It did. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, the idea of doing this isn't as bad because it's like, well, it's not real time.
Yeah.
Anything, you know, we can cut things out, and which we're not actually. As I said to you before, the thing, I don't think we're actually going to need to.
No, we're doing well.
We're doing very well. And I'm not watching something and talking about it. Whereas commentary, you're like, I'm leaning over, watching what's going on in the stadium, watching what's going on the pitch, watching the manager, and also watching my colleague.
Yes.
And I've got to talk about all of those things.
And you've got to know which player's which.
And this is what I'm struggling with at the moment. I couldn't do that. I know all the county squad. I know it all now, off by heart, right? But you put me in that seat 2 weeks ago, I would have said, what?
Number six has just got the ball. Yeah, that'd be me.
Hey, number four is Kyle Cameron, by the way, just to flex on you all a little bit there.
That's skills there. What, number six?
Maybe Frank Vincent, I think.
Number six passes to number nine.
I know number 10.
Okay, number 10 is next to him.
Roberts. Yeah,
there we
Roberts,
go.
Yeah. It's a horrible kind of thing when you have to watch a game and then say, this is what's happening. And you're like, because believe me, on my commentary, I did do that.
Oh, I can imagine, dude. It's like an advanced driving test.
It is.
You've got to comment as you're doing it. That's a...
But it's a first thing. It's your first ever, you know.
Yeah. And how many you done now? Four, did he say?
I've done four.
Right.
I'm at Forest in a week.
Are you really?
I am. I'm only doing reports because of licensing.
Okay.
So I will do full commentary at Forest in 3 weeks. Full commentary.
And that's, let me just get this right. Mm. When you're doing the full commentary, that is over the speakers, people can hear. Is that right?
Everything.
Wow.
The studio will come to me and I'll have a little iRig. Do you know what an iRig is?
No.
It's like a little thing that you connect to Skype and it reports back to the studio with what you're saying.
Okay.
Connect my DT-109s in.
Yeah, everyone's heard of a DT-109, yes.
They're amazing headphones.
They are brilliant.
Incredible headphones.
Yeah.
Very old-fashioned looking.
Yeah.
Quite hard to get your hands on.
Yes, they are, aren't they? Yes.
And luckily I've got my hands on a pair. So, and they were made by somebody.
Apple AirPods.
Well, you could use them.
Right.
The guys at the BBC actually do sometimes. They use their AirPods and they just have the little microphone there. But the DT-109s are great because you can change all the parts on it. That's why they are the superior ones in the eyes of hospital radio, because you can easily change any part on it.
Right, so microphone breaks, take it out, put a new one in.
Whereas these guys at the BBC have got like normal headphones that probably won't break, but if they do... Slinging them, and that's
I've got
it.
Some Bose headphones. I use Bose headphones.
Bose are wicked.
They are good.
Do you know what Bose means?
No, tell me.
It means wicked.
No, it does not.
It does.
Really? Bose, I'm going to have to Google
wicked.
That.
Because I was looking at it, because I kept saying, oh, that's wicked, like that. Because that's what Tezilias does. And I was like, what does wicked mean in German? And it said Bose.
Wow. They are good. Have you? Mine are noise cancelling. They're very good if you've got children. They are so good. Playing Red Dead, riding that horse. Nee! Put the headphones on. You can't hear your children at all. It's blissful. And when the wife's going on, it's brilliant. Turn up the noise cancellation. Next level. That's it.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. I was too busy listening to Red Dead.
Submersive.
Absolutely. And how does noise cancellation... You might not have a knowledge on this, but I think you do. I have a feeling
I do.
How does noise cancelling work?
Right, so what noise cancelling does is, for I could be wrong if there's techie people out there and I'm wrong, but for when a noise comes in, there is another noise that will cancel it out. So the headphones play a constant noise in your ear to cancel out that other noise to make a zero. That's like my technical term. Not very good, but that's what it does.
So it's almost neutralising the other noise.
Correct, yeah. And it doesn't work for voices. It will work to a degree, but it will work amazing for a Hoover and a hairdryer and a washing machine. Those kind of white noises.
So the Hoover is almost a plus one, and the noise that they're putting in your ears are minus one.
And that's it, yeah. Wow. And that's it. And it's literally, you Hoover the house with your headphones on. If you can hear it, but it's really faint. It's really, really good.
I need to get that for my cousin because I've been doing plumbing with my cousin. I've not been doing too much of it. I'm just learning from him. He does plumbing and he's wicked.
Right.
Oh, Bose. He's Bose.
He's Bose.
He's Bose.
He's Bose.
He's Bose. Bose. No, he's really good at what he does. But he's using these drills a lot.
Bose. Jungle is Bose. Hey, well, doesn't work, does it?
But wicked. Yeah. He's using drills all the time. And obviously you'll have your pilot drill, which is kind of your very thin, kind of just put it straight through. You'll have your big...
Because I am good at DIY. I am very good at DIY.
Well, and that brings me on to my next point. I need to get my cousin some Bose headphones. But what I want to ask you is, tell me more about the pan situation.
Pan?
The pan. How did you clean that pan?
Oh, the pan. How did I clean it or how did I break it?
Well, first of all, tell me how you... broke it.
Well, no, I didn't break it, but it was black inside, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. So how did you come across... How did this all start?
Right, so we're all watching Squid Games.
Okay.
Who's not watched Squid Games?
Exactly.
Right, every man and his dog has watched Squid Games.
Yeah.
So in Squid Games, they had the little cookies and you had to scrape it with a pin and she had the lighter, etc. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right. No spoilers, I won't say the ending, but the ending is a twist and a half.
Yeah, I was trying not to say anything to you.
I was not expecting that ending at all. Pure genius. Anyway, so my son, Corey, he wanted to make these cookies.
Mm.
Honeycomb cookies. I don't know if anybody follows me on Instagram, I cannot cook for the life of me.
Mm.
I can do beans on toast and that's it. I remember during the pandemic, somebody told me I was cooking some cake. Somebody told me to put the tea towel over the top of the cake. So I put it over the top of the cake and put the cake in the oven with the tea towel and set the tea towel on fire. It wasn't done for social media purposes. That is legitimate. So anyway, we had a go at doing this cookie.
Yeah.
And burnt it to the pan and then cleaned the pan. Yeah, pure sugar.
Oh.
And then we did it again. We've done it 3 times now in total. And the pan's dead. It's done. It's seen better days.
Wow.
The next project is elephant toothpaste.
Really?
Yeah, my wife's just ordered everything. It arrived yesterday. We are making elephant toothpaste in the garden.
How much is it going to be?
As much as I can humanly make.
How do you get rid of elephants?
I've got no idea. I need to Google that first before I do it. I'm hoping it's just a case of
water
and it just disintegrates. But if it doesn't, I'm going to have a lot of toothpaste.
Do you have grass in your garden?
I do, yes.
You're going to have to be so careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't care. I know, but secretly you're just
we'll see. Now, I've got a bit down the side of my house that still needs work done to it. Shout out to my wife. I will do it eventually. But this bit where it's just rubble, I will... I'll do the elephant's toothpaste there.
So, just going back to Squid Games for a second.
Yes.
I've got a theory.
Okay.
A crazy theory.
Yeah.
So, you know the PlayStation now has the triangle, square,
circle, I saw that. I'm on the level as you're on.
Ah.
Yeah.
But what country was Squid Games made in?
China.
South Korea,
right, okay. Where,
what country is Sony from? South Korea.
South Korea.
And who makes PlayStation?
Sony. Yeah.
Sony are involved.
They are. Yeah, it's real.
They're all Xbox players in there.
I like that. I wasn't expecting that punchline, actually. Yeah, that's good. I like that. Some lady messaged me about 3 weeks ago. Naomi, her name is, begging me to watch Squid Games.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I want you to watch Squid Games and I want you to Instagram it while you watch it.
Right.
And I've been going to the Sanctuary in Stapleford.
Yeah.
I found that when I'm working, I'll have my laptop in front of me and then I get distracted. I can see the PlayStation 5 in the corner, the light flashing, and it like draws me in. So laptop's done and I'm on the PlayStation and I'm playing. So now I go to Sanctuary and I sit there for 6 hours. I have my dinner there, my coffee, and 6 hours worth of work in there probably is the equivalent of probably 20 hours worth at home. So wow. It's really cost effective for me to do that. Anyway, this Naomi, she said, watch Squid Games. And I started to watch it in the Sanctuary. I did a few Instagram stories on there. And then I was like, I'm getting distracted here. I'm back to home life. So then I stopped. And then all of a sudden, I come home from a wedding. And all my family are sat watching this tacky, dubbed film of people with weird like emblems from a PlayStation on their face, and nobody will talk to me when I got back from the wedding. So I'm backing up all my stuff from the wedding, and the more I was backing up and the more I was like watching this screen. Anyway, wedding the next day, I finished the wedding, come home, and they're watching the next one along with me. I was sat there, and then all of a sudden I missed the first two episodes, and then I was hooked to watching this Squid Games.
Got to watch the first two episodes.
Yeah, I didn't. I sort of did, but I did a half-hearted job. Because they do two versions of Squid Games. They do a dubbed version and they do a subtitled version, yeah. Don't they? I couldn't watch the subtitled version because I think you need to be able to watch Squid Games, what's going on, and concentrate on that rather than reading. So the dubbing, that doesn't make... The words don't match the mouths, but at least it's still...
But you know my only problem with it? I think they chose very bad boy voice actors in some of
I think they did. Yeah, I think
like it was
they
almost
did.
Very bland. Like, you know, the VIPs. Yeah,
it was bland. Yeah.
And I won't say anything more, but some people at the end.
Yes.
They had terrible voices.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. I think the main character was okay. Sort of got used to it. I'll just reiterate it again, if you've not seen Squid Games, that ending, that twist, I did not see that coming.
Nobody.
No, jaw-dropping ending.
It was an incredible ending.
That was an incredible ending, and what a way to do it.
But there are so many hints.
Now you look back at it, you're like, oh, yeah. So you didn't actually... yeah. Wow, yeah. Very, very well done. Yeah.
So on the topic of entertainment in terms of like TV, favourite film?
Wow. Possibly The Assassin with Bridget Fonda in. I do like that.
It's
an old film. Old film. Good film. I like that. My wife. This is where I need my wife now. Because I can't remember the film now. There is one film we've seen. It was the best one, that obviously had a lasting impact on me, but it was a really good film, but I can't remember what it was. The Hush is good.
The Hush, yeah.
It's about a blind lady who has an intruder in her house. That's really good, The Hush.
Have you ever watched The Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
What?
No,
Wow.
And I'm going to shock even more. I've not watched that Facebook film either.
What, the Zoom one?
No, the one where it's... What's it called? The Facebook one. Come on. What's the Facebook film called? Social Media.
The Social Dilemma.
The Social Dilemma. I've not seen that.
You've got some things to catch up on.
I think we have, but I was watching Purge TV on Amazon Prime. Ooh. Wow. Jeremy Carson's On the Farm. That was good. Really enjoyed that.
That is wicked.
That was really good. Purge TV, Amazon Prime. That's, if you like Purge, as in the films, Purge TV, really good. Unfortunately, it's finished now. It's still on there, but they're not going to continue it, apparently. I'll tell you what was good. Amazon Prime, yet again, was Shooter, the TV series. Did you watch that?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, that was really, really good. I thoroughly enjoyed that from start to finish. Yeah, I used to sit in my office editing wedding photos. I've got two screens in my office.
Yeah,
And I had Amazon on one, and then that. This is where I found out it was on Netflix. But it was either Amazon or Netflix.
So do you have like a dual monitor set up?
Yeah, dual monitor. So I edit on one,
yeah,
and then watch TV on the other, and I just get distracted. Whereas now I don't, I've got an office and I don't even go in the office anymore. Now I just work in the house. It's warmer.
It's warmer. Yeah, absolutely.
Warmer, and I'm closer to the PlayStation.
Because you're motivated to get the work done and get on the PlayStation.
Or
motivated to play the PlayStation and not get the work done.
Yeah, that's why I go to the Sanctuary now. Yeah, great place, by the way, if anybody's in Stapleford, the Sanctuary.
Coffees and teas, I've heard, are incredible.
Yes, tea, pulled pork. Oh, it's divine.
Really?
Yeah, divine. Yeah, I only just discovered their pulled pork dinner 2 weeks ago. Blissful. And then, of course, the kids are off school, so I haven't had it since. But I'm going back on, they closed on Monday, so I'm going back on Tuesday.
Wow.
I'll be there, 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm there.
You're going to be there?
I'll be there, have my coffees, have my sparkling water, and then all of a sudden, it's pulled pork time.
So maybe, not as the podcast, but as the news, maybe I should come down to the Sanctuary.
Yes.
Give it a try and eat one of these pulled pork meals.
Yes.
And photograph it all.
Yes, definitely. Or I'll photograph it for you.
Or you photograph it, or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you've got a... Have you got an iPhone?
I've got a Samsung.
We can't help having Samsung products, but maybe your photos might be okay. I feel there's going to be lots of people commenting on this.
Yeah. Well, if you have Samsung and you like Samsung...
We can't all help that.
No, I actually chose to have Samsung. I switched.
Really? You weren't forced to it?
No, I switched.
You were one of those people that chose Samsung, weren't you?
Yeah.
Shame.
I went from 16 gig of storage to 128.
Revolutionary.
Revolutionary, I know.
Yeah.
I've got two SIMs, SD card.
Why do you have two SIMs?
Well, I have one at the moment, but I can have two SIMs if I want to. So, for example, if I wanted a separate news or business number,
oh wow,
I can have it and have two separate contact books all in one.
Hey, that's quite good.
So you have to give them some credit on that.
Yeah.
You're not going to. I know.
Loads of people say to me that Samsung is like, whatever Samsung make, Apple make it afterwards. although they make it better, sorry. Samsung make it afterward. Oh no, your phone's just lit up. Does that mean I've said the Samsung word?
Oh well, no, it's Twitter that is.
Oh, that's right, okay. But yeah, whatever Samsung make, Apple make afterwards and copy it. I've heard all of this.
I think this is, but the idea for a phone has been theorised for years. Someone's copied someone along the way.
Yeah.
It's called magpieing.
Yes.
It's not copying, it's magpieing.
Yes, yeah.
In order to get better, we have to magpie.
I do like Apple products. They do work, apart from the Apple AirPods.
So what's your beef with that?
The pants.
Really?
I didn't like them. I'm going to get... Someone's going to like moan at me now, but I didn't like them. I've got an Apple MacBook Pro, the new M1.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so fast.
Is it?
That is so fast. I've got that. I've got these Apple AirPod Pros. I've got an iPhone 11 Pro Max. And it wouldn't communicate between the iPhone and the laptop at the same time seamlessly. It was awful. You had to turn them off to turn them back on again for it to say that it's on the laptop. But then you couldn't take a phone call on your phone and it worked. It was, I sent them back.
Yeah.
I even got the insurance plan as well, the Apple Care. Got it all cancelled. Kept them about 10 days and I was... I was lucky I didn't even lose them, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with them. A lot of people say they're good, but I didn't like them.
I can't wear things like that because my ears are too small on the inside.
Okay.
So I have to wear the overhead ones. So I've just got a pair of Sonys, which are just over there, and I left them here last night and was panicking, wondering where they were. So there you go. Just found them.
Yep.
I wear them. Nice, easy, 30 quid. They do the job that I need them to do. They've got a good speaker on them for when I want to talk.
Yep.
But I'll tell you an interesting fact. Do you know who makes the screens for iPhone?
You're going to say Samsung.
Samsung.
Really?
Do you know who made the tallest building in the world?
Don't say Samsung, please.
Samsung.
Really?
And I'll search this up now just to make sure that I'm 100% right, which I know I am. But
this is Jay Martin. Jay Martin's always right.
I'm always right, guys.
Some of the time. Well, he's always right some of the time.
That's it. So, the tower was constructed by Samsung C&T from South Korea, which also did work on the Petronas Twin Towers and Taipei. So, Trainers Twin Towers, I'm pretty sure in Malaysia, Taipei, China. So they've built buildings in Belgium, the UAE, China, Malaysia.
I would never have thought that Samsung build buildings.
Biggest boat builder in the world as well.
Sorry, Samsung are the biggest boat builder in. Sorry, the biggest boat builder in the world.
In the world.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, they are.
How? What?
Because people think Samsung is just this, but they have their own Samsung
City. I know they do
City.
TVs and they do microwaves and they do everything like electrically, technologically, what? Technological wise, wow. Mm. But they build boats.
They build boats, they build buildings.
That's like saying that Boeing make cars.
Yeah. They do software too, they do...
Mind you, Apple are going to make a car, aren't they?
Is it going to be a good car though?
Well, they were teamed up with Hyundai, weren't they? Did you hear about that?
I didn't.
So, Apple were teamed up with Hyundai. Hyundai signed a non-disclosure act, and then Hyundai bragged that they were working with Apple, and Apple pulled the contract.
Wow.
Yeah, because Apple's all about secrecy.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, I'm sure I read it. It was something like, I'm sure it was Hyundai. If it's not Hyundai, please don't sue Jay Martin.
Or Austin Blake.
No, don't
sue either
of
us.
No, I was the one who's been interviewed. Although I feel like I've interviewed you.
You've interviewed me a bit. But you have to have that.
Yes.
That's what a conversation is.
Yes, definitely.
As I said to you before the podcast, we don't do a Q&A here.
No.
If we do a special Q&A episode, which we probably will, where people send in questions and I answer them or the guest answers them, that's fair enough.
Yes.
But we're not here for a Q&A.
No, I do Q&A on Instagram.
If you want to watch Q&A, go to Austin Blakemore's Instagram.
I don't do many of them. But I do them sometimes, yeah.
Well, when you do them, let us know.
Yeah, some of the questions are a bit odd.
This is why doing a Q&A on a mostly family-friendly podcast.
It is family-friendly.
It is family-friendly.
There's no language.
No.
There's banter, but there's no language.
Absolutely, and it's important that we distinguish the difference between banter and, well, it is the language of banter is what we speak
on. I like that, the language of banter.
Banter on the backboard.
I feel like we should do, can you remember when Elon Musk was interviewed? And he was smoking, wasn't he, while he's been interviewed? I'll never forget that.
There is no marijuana in this.
No, there is no marijuana in this building. I don't know why I said that. But he was, but Elon Musk was interviewed, wasn't he, for a podcast. And he was zooting. Is it zooting? Tooting?
Yeah, yeah.
Zooting and the tooting. Is that what they said?
Well, probably something like, because he was with Joe Rogan.
I can't remember who he was with, but
he was being interviewed by Joe Rogan. It was the first ever podcast he did with Elon Musk, and he got him to smoke weed.
Mad.
Yeah.
Absolute. Yeah. And but then look at him now.
Look at him now. He's even more intelligent. So you could say whatever Joe put in that weed, he's used it in. I wonder if he's ever done it since.
I would imagine once...
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
No.
No, I don't like the smell of it. No. I can't drink alcohol either, to be fair.
Really?
No, I don't drink hardly anything. 2 pints of beer and I couldn't even remember my own name. Literally, I cannot drink. Do you drink much?
I don't drink.
Do you not drink at all? No.
No,
I'm just trying to catch you out now because I know your mum's listening to the podcast.
I never drink. Never any of that.
You do sports?
I do sports. I play football.
You like basketball?
I like basketball, but I play that at school.
Okay.
Basketball and table tennis, I go out there and I spend my free time doing table tennis.
A lot of people play table tennis on their own. Do you do that on your own? Or do you like in a team or?
I don't like playing with people.
So you play on your own then?
I have to, yeah.
Right, okay.
If someone is next to me, I can't do it.
I'm sure I've seen it. People don't, when you're playing on your own, you only have half a table. Is that correct? And it's up against a wall?
When you're, hold on. Are you meaning playing with people?
Ping pong, wall
two
here.
Two?
Yeah, I'm thinking ping pong.
Yeah. No, because.
Sorry. I don't get out much.
Wow. Oh, God. Wow, you've all just really heard something that was. Oh. I can't believe you've just done that.
Oh dear! Please, someone else must have thought that as well. Ping pong.
That is terrible.
And then he swore then as well. Oh, dear.
Don't do that. Family friendly, remember?
Yes, we are family friendly.
We have.
But anyway, you've won the lottery.
I've won the lottery.
You've got your house.
Got my house.
What else are you doing?
Well, I'm quite interested in flags of the world, as you can see.
Yeah, there's three flags up here. I know people can't see them, but we've got one of Great Britain, one of Great China, and one of somewhere else.
So we've got UK, Cuba.
Cuba. I knew it was Cuba. I was just testing you.
Soviet Union.
And Soviet Union. Yeah, it was close.
I
did really well at school, by the way.
I know.
Really, really well.
Geography?
Yes, very well.
I got these three, not because I support communism.
Right.
Or the government that we have in the UK.
Okay.
But these three countries for me represent some form of history that I find interesting.
Which I've seen quite a bit of history, actually, while I've been here. I must admit, yes. Yeah, well, I have. Well, your art that you showed me.
Yes. Well, I was showing Austin my granddad's brother's artwork that he did. And we were talking about art.
Yes.
Art is in the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
Subjective.
It is subjective.
There is no right and wrong. As long as someone's willing, as long as one person in the world likes it, then that's it, it's perfect.
This is a form of art.
Yeah, of course it is.
Except with this art, everyone likes it.
Yes.
This podcast, everyone loves.
Everyone loves a J. Martin podcast.
They do. So have you done interviews like this before?
No, I did a talk in a Derby or the auditorium in Derby for a camera club there. No, never done anything like this. And to be fair, when I turned up, I didn't know what to expect. I thought there was going to be a piece of paper and the questions, and it wasn't going to be as relaxed as this. Mm. I need to come back every other day. This is mint.
Every other day. Have you enjoyed it?
This is mint. This is so good. It's so, like, so relaxed.
Mm.
I would imagine, though, during the pandemic, did you do this during the pandemic?
Zoom.
Right. Now, that's where I wouldn't enjoy it.
And that's why I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. Because although I'm talking to you face to face, you getting those expressions off people and the talking. I know Zoom is almost the same, but I feel as though you lose that personal banter.
You lose that authentic conversation that you have with someone.
Yes.
It is authentic because it's like on Zoom. I said something to someone the other day and it absolutely blew their mind because they were like, well, how does that work? I always listen back to a podcast.
Before you post it?
Before I post it.
Right. Wow, that's a lot of listening.
Sorry. Listen. But this is the thing. With other podcasts, I only listened 5 minutes and went, it's all right.
Yeah.
People will like it. I've enjoyed it. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I've never gone, yeah, I want to listen again.
What's your longest podcast? I feel as though we've like took it beyond that. I've done a bit of research.
28.
Wow, we're not going to beat that.
Are we not?
No, not deliberately anyway. Although I've just seen there is only 17 minutes to beat it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, carry on because I was digressing.
So I told someone, until now, I have never fully listened to one of my podcasts twice.
Wow. Okay.
Because the studio podcasts have become so much better because of the fact that I'm talking to someone face to face and having it. Like, I could shake your hand right now.
Yes.
I could shake.
Oh, sorry. I could shake your hand right now.
I could shake your hand right now. So I've just choked you. How can you do that for a Zoom?
No.
How can I tell how you really. Like, I could. By the way that you are sitting, I can tell you're relaxed.
And you know I'm not bored.
You're not bored. Yeah, I know you're not bored. I know that you're feeling comfortable to sit here and talk
to me, and
we can have that conversation. Whereas if you were sitting a bit more like this
and
I've said he's uncomfortable, I would shy away from conversations and maybe go, thanks for listening, everyone.
People skills. How many people, how old are you?
I'm 16.
16. How many people then at 16 years old have got those people skills? Because that's a big thing to have at 16 years old, to be able to read somebody's body language for when they're bored or not.
Mm.
But I found when the pandemic, when I was doing meetings with clients to book me, and you're doing them through Zoom, I think this, to start off with, it was it was all really gore. It was just all it had a different feel to it. But as the pandemic went on further and further, people were more relaxed with Zoom, and they were like, yeah, you got Zoom, it's fine having the kids in the background and the odd Lego brick being thrown at your face. But I think to start off with, I don't think people really wanted to see that. Whereas now, I think for a Zoom meet, if your child hasn't come in and, you know, sneezed all over your T-shirt, then it's not a proper Zoom meeting, my opinion.
Yeah, no, you're right. But I don't enjoy the Zoom meeting anymore.
No.
And I will just actually spoil something for you all. We have got a Zoom podcast in 2 weeks. It's not what I wanted to do, but I said to save you the trip down from Leicester on the train, just do a Zoom one if it's okay. Easier. And I will confirm it is with someone from a political party. It's a new one,
okay,
called the Breakthrough Party. But that's just a little notice there. It's going
to
be on
Zoom. How about then? Are you doing it Zoom and we're going to see the video as well, or is it only you will see the video and we will just hear the sound?
You will probably only hear the sound.
Okay, yeah.
However, I think that would work. I don't know how to do it, and this is maybe where I ask you, but how on earth do I actually make a set up a video kind of interface thing in my podcast room? Because I've got a camera, it just goes off after like 5 minutes of recording.
Yeah, but if you did a live, because you could do a live Zoom. If you did a FaceTime, or see, Samsung, aren't you? Again, FaceTime. You need to come over to the Apple way of life.
So do you think it's possible that I could get my camera,
yep,
connect a HDMI cable to it,
yes,
and then connect it to Zoom?
Yes, I do believe so.
And then record through that?
I do believe so, yeah, and the video quality would be better.
And then?
And in my opinion, don't light from camera there, light there, put your camera here and have you there. Because the camera will then enjoy the lighting more.
This will
or better still, there, like we are now, because the lighting in here is beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is nice. This is blissful. If you were shooting a wedding in here, apart from your lovely blue wallpaper, the photos would be really nice. Really nice.
I've got a little light down there as well, just to...
You don't need it.
But you don't really need it.
No, it's great.
There's always light in here.
There's nothing blocking it. It's perfect.
I love the skylight.
You need to get a window cleaner.
I do, yeah. Well, that window cleaner's me.
How do you do that?
It won't be that difficult. I will do it, because all I'm going to do is take the hatch down, put it halfway, and then I'm just going to get some pipes,
yeah,
get an elbow, and then just...
Okay.
So it'll literally just be me here doing that, and it'll already be a brush.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
It won't be difficult.
No, okay.
And also the rain cleans it.
Yeah, very
It's very self-regulated.
Due to get some really bad rain this weekend. I've got a wedding shoot tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
It's outside?
Yeah.
It's going to be a muddy wedding.
Bring your brolly. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. No. Well, I don't know. We'll see what it's like. You never know. Sometimes they get it wrong. And it rains for only an hour, which is fine.
Have you had weddings where they've got very muddy and it's all gone a bit bad?
I did one in Gloucester. Six, seven, 8 years ago, and it's the wettest wedding I've ever captured. It was torrential from start to finish.
Wow.
It was horrendous. It was horrific. That's the worst rain I've ever encountered at a wedding.
Really?
Yes.
So what was that like to photograph it?
It was tough. It was tough. It was a nice venue, but it was tough. We did actually manage to get outside for photos in the end. Because the rain stopped, but it stopped during food. And the bride literally says, right, I want photos. And she stopped the food. And they put put it on a hot plate or whatever. Went outside, did photos, and then come back in and had their dinner. But that was her decision, not mine. I didn't even suggest it. She was straight on it. And she was like, that's what I want. I was like, well, whatever you want, you get.
You pay for it.
The bride is always right.
So... just the kind of like one of the final things on the podcast, because I do want to beat that 28 minutes.
Okay, we're 19 minutes. Okay,
I do want to beat that.
Okay,
that. But so for anybody that might be interested in having a photographer, can you tell them a bit more about your business? Kind of, if you don't want to talk about what you charge, that's fine. But kind of what your business does and what you specialize in.
Yeah, I'm a wedding photographer. I photograph obviously weddings, 7 days a week, 300, I shoot as many weddings as I can possibly do. I absolutely love it. The only part I don't like is the sat in front of the computer editing. I don't enjoy that part of it. But I love people. I love talking to people. I love the fun. I love the banter, the laughter, the excitement, the nerves. I'm very good. Actually, I'm like you. I'm very good at reading body language.
Yeah.
So I can watch somebody without watching them. So for instance, you might be talking to the bride and groom over here or some guests over here, but you're looking in that mirror over there because all you're interested in is that person to your right, but you can't stand there watching them because they're aware that you're watching them. They might be being shown a magic trick by the magician, for instance. So you know it's going to erupt, as in the laughter and the noise. But if you stand there waiting for it, they will be different. So I stand there talking to these people here and I'm looking in this mirror over here and I'm waiting, and you can tell when a conversation is starting to build up and all of a sudden it erupts, you turn around and then bam, 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 you get your shot. I don't just take one, I would take 8, 10, 12 shots of that 1 second as it erupts. And then when I get home, I go through those 10, 12, however many photos, and select that one, that moment. So they might have laughed and their eyes are closed. It's probably might be a better shot of them with their eyes closed than it is with their eyes open, because it doesn't work.
So how many shots does it take to get the perfect shot?
It can vary.
Or just that, yeah.
If it's, I've got a friend, I've got a colleague who I work with quite a lot. He's a magician. So, and I know his magic act inside out. I know every aspect of it because I've worked with him for the last 8 years. We do about 30 weddings a year. So I know when they're going to laugh, roughly, to within that 1 second gap, and where they're going to look when they do it normally, and where their hands will be, to almost frame it right. You're not going to get the perfect image on one shot. So I almost shoot through the moment. So as you know they're going to laugh, finger down, and then you go through it, and then eventually. But then sometimes you have that aspect of you can't shoot through the moment because it's indoors, so then you're using artificial light. An artificial light is a flash and it's got to recharge, so you can't shoot through the moment. You've then got to almost get it right.
You've got to get it perfect.
Yeah, to a degree. Yeah, you can probably get 3 shots on the bounce, maybe 4, and then the flash starts to go, I need more power, and then it needs to recharge.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I've got a piece of kit in front of me. I don't know if you use... Here's an SD card reader.
Yes, yes.
Wicked piece of kit.
Yes, I use those. I've got... My laptop's got a... It goes in... It actually it goes in... No, it's not inbuilt. Nothing's inbuilt anymore with Apple, is it? You have to pay for it. Yeah. But I've got this Anchor device that goes in the side, and that's where you put your memory cards in.
So do you have a hard drive then? Do you like an external
one? Well, my backup plan. So I shoot the wedding and get home, and then before I do anything, well, I text my wife when I'm on my way, when I'm nearly home.
But straight after that?
Yeah, put the kettle on. So I come in. Now, no, she's not very good, or she does get distracted, especially when Squid Games is on. The kettle's not done and my drink's not there. But anyway, I get in, have a drink, open my laptop. I've got an external hard drive, a little bit like this Anchor battery that you've got, okay? And I upload those to from the memory card to the Anchor, to the...
hard drive.
To the hard drive. Then the memory card gets put in my safe, labelled up, the date of the wedding, and the bride and groom's name. Done. So now I've got... Because you haven't got, if you've only got one copy of your data, you haven't got a backup. You have to have two in order to have a backup. So now I've created a backup, because my backup's in the safe, which is on the memory card. And then I've got my external hard drive, and that's what I edit off. But then I back up that external hard drive to a 8-bay RAID that's in my hallway. Okay. So then I've got another copy. So now I've got three copies.
So what hard drive do you use?
Synology. So I've got a Synology DS818, I think it's called.
Because I need to get one. So I don't know, are they expensive?
Yeah, they're about £100 per disc.
Okay.
For a 3 terabyte disc. I believe I've got, it's an 8 bay RAID. I believe I'm only using 7 bays. So 7 times 3 is
what? 21.
21.
Yeah.
You don't actually get 21 gigs worth of storage. You probably get about 12 in total because of the way it works with the... I can have two redundancies, two hard drive failures at the same time.
Mm.
I have had hard drive failures. They're not nice. I had one at about 11 o'clock at night time, the first one ever. I won't forget that one.
Wow.
So I've had a hard drive failure, but they're dead easy to sort out. You basically, I keep a spare hard drive, pull it out, put the new one in, and it does what's called rebuild database, whatever that's doing. But it magically does everything, and I wake up in the morning and it's done, which is fine.
Back up your stuff, people. Back up your stuff.
Yeah. And then on top of that, I use Backblaze.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that? Mm. So Backblaze is a piece of software that whenever your hard drive is plugged in to your Mac,
yeah,
it's backing up to the cloud.
Oh, so there's two.
So now I've got 4 copies of data.
Whoa.
Now, Backblaze costs me, off the top of my head, £120 for 2 years. I actually used Backblaze for the first time ever today.
Today?
Yeah, I accidentally deleted a photo. I deleted a photo from 2000. It was on my hard drive, and it was from 2020. Funny enough, it was actually of Richard McRae. I deleted it by accident, and all I did, logged into Backblaze, pulled it off, and it's back there again.
Wow.
I had got a copy of it because it was on the other hard drive, but it was just a lot of hassle to go to get it off that hard drive. It was just faster to get it off Backblaze. Wow. Done it, and I got the photo back straight away.
Incredible piece of software.
Very, very good. Very good.
Hmm.
Yeah, very good. And it backs up whatever's on your hard drive for 30 days.
So talking to Richard McRae then, the final thing on the podcast.
Yes.
Tell me a bit more about the thing that you did with Nottinghamshire Fire and Rescue yesterday.
Oh, it was brilliant. So Richard McRae's dad was a firefighter at the Stapleford Fire Station. Shout out to everybody at Stapleford Fire Station. Hello, Kevin Teds. So Richard McRae's down there. They put him in breathing apparatus and filled a room full of smoke and asked him to find the body, which obviously was not a real body. It's just a piece of sand. It's like a sack made out like a body with sand in it. And he had to bring it out. It was really good. They did everything. The truck went out, blue lights on, round into the car park. He got out and it was like a proper emergency. All the guys got out the truck, reeling the hose off. You can see the photos because obviously I took the photos. One of the firefighters, he had an easel set up with a digital board monitoring the air that the firefighters were breathing because it was live done. It wasn't mimic. It was live done that they were breathing the air on the breathing apparatus, and he is marking it and logging it and watching it. And what I didn't know was when a firefighter goes into a building, they've got like some form of gadget on their person that they have to keep moving. And if they don't keep moving, this easel, the guy's digital board, it tells them that the firefighter hasn't moved. So they know.
Wow.
And then it tells him how much oxygen they've got left in their tank down to the time it finishes as well. It was phenomenal what this man was doing. It was really good. And it was amazing to see the fact that how they get out of the truck and they all know instantly what they're doing and they all flow to do it. There's no pandemonium. There's no, you're in my way. It's slick. It's done. It's executed with precision and they're in the building. It was brilliant to watch. It really was. And it makes you realise that, you know, these guys, I put a post on Instagram earlier, we're running away from the fire, they're going into it. There's a brilliant photograph on Instagram on my live story. I'll post it on my Instagram so people can see it, of the firefighter with the smoke in the background all around him, and he stood there in it. It's amazing.
I saw Richard looking like he was in an action movie.
He did, yeah. Yeah, they look very cinematic, the photos.
Great
do.
Photos.
Yeah, it was hard because it was dark. Mm. It was very, very dark. I spoke to the fire brigade yesterday saying I would love to be able to document more of this without being paid. Quite happy to do it for nothing, just to say I've done it.
So do you think there's that opportunity going
to
arise?
Who knows? I'd love to photograph a firefighter. I've got this vision of a firefighter, all their breathing apparatus, silhouetted with the fire in the background as the lighting. So they're dark, and then you've got the fire in the background. I'd love to photograph something like that. If you go on Stapleford Fire Station's Facebook page, at the top, there's a photograph of all five firefighters. One of them's in a truck. I took that. And they were all lit up individually. It's not done at the same time. They're all lit up individually.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then all stitched in to the photo.
So if none of you have seen that, go and head over to the Nottinghamshire Fire and Rescue Facebook page and Twitter site.
Stapleford Fire and Rescue page on Facebook, I think it's called.
Stapleford Fire and Rescue. I'm pretty sure. I think you're right.
I'm sure it is.
Follow them on Twitter.
Sure. Yes.
In fact, I'm going to go and retweet that.
Stapleford Fire Station.
There you go. So I'm going to say it's been great speaking to you today.
I've really enjoyed it.
Shake my hand.
Yeah, we don't have to do elbows anymore.
We don't have to.
No.
There you go. We don't even have to have the hand sanitizer here anymore.
No, we don't. No, I see there. It's got a bit of dust on it.
Well, exactly. Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's... Over here, we've got the Man United ticket, the Marvin Gaye album.
You do have a lot of pens. Why so many pens?
Question that someone asked me once. It was because of the fact
we've got 16 blue pens.
Because I lose pens quick.
Yeah, I do as well at weddings. If I have a pen, it's gone.
Take a pen if you want.
I've got a pen. Okay, 15 pens. I'm actually going to have that pen.
Take that pen.
I am. You've got 15 pens now. If you do 15 podcasts, you need more pens.
I do. I think I might buy 15 more.
Yeah, I think you need more than that. Chewing gum as well. Yeah. Padlock. Absolutely. Where's the key to the padlock though?
That is a secret that I cannot tell you.
I'm dying to close the padlock.
Do not close the padlock, please.
Oh, really?
Do not close the padlock.
Okay. Right.
Not yet. Okay. On the next podcast, you can.
I'll close it. We can have a closing the padlock. We could put it on your... Is your thumb gone? Yeah, you could lock it around your thumb.
Oh, God. Lock it, like, get like my ear piercing.
Yeah.
Like,
oof. No, you're all right. No, that's for another podcast.
Well, thank you all very much for listening. That was episode 70 there with Austin Blakemore. Austin, would you like to say anything else?
No. Thank you very much for having me. I've really enjoyed this. I didn't know what to expect. I'd love to do this again. I really would.
Well, let's do it again soon then.
Yes, definitely.
Let's absolutely do it
Not
again
via
soon.
Zoom, no.
Not via Zoom. It's going to be in the studio no matter what.
And you'll have a Bentley Ortega, did he say?
I'll have all of them.
You can have them all. You're going to be that rich next year.
And it's going to be football. 20 million.
20 million. Definitely.
30 million. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
Do
you do the lottery?
I don't.
No, you're not allowed to, are you? No lottery. No, you can.
I can.
You can. You can do the lottery. You just can't drink. So you couldn't celebrate because you don't drink, do you?
I'll say, wait, bottle of water.
Bottle of water. Hey. Ooh, sparkling or still?
No, still.
No, you see, that's boring.
Put a bit of juice in the sparkling water.
Ooh, next level, that is. You go steady.
I'll be careful, all right? I'll try my best not to get...
Jay, I've really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
I've really enjoyed it, Austin. Thank you very much. Everybody, if you enjoyed this podcast, do what it says in the next bit of the podcast, the little after clip, and we'll see you very soon. Thank you very much for listening.
No problem at all. Take care.
Goodbye. Did you enjoy that episode of the Batball podcast? Well, if so, share, follow, like, do what you need to do. We would really, really appreciate it. Do tune in to the next episode. If you're listening on Thursday, the next episode's on Sunday. And if you're listening on Sunday, the next episode's on Thursday. But any day that you are listening, take a listen to all of our more than 50 episodes available and do share them and let us know what you think. Thank you for listening.